Flawed engineering and inadequate testing. These are among the factors identified in a new report that are said to have contributed to the catastrophic implosion of the private Titan submersible as it travelled to the wreck of the Titanic in June 2023. The US National Transportation Safety Board findings follow a US Coast Guard investigation in August that outlined a litany of issues with operator OceanGate's conduct. For the latest on this, I'm joined by Ryan Ramsey, a former submarine captain with the British Royal Navy. Ryan, this has been described as a preventable tragedy. What does this latest report tell us?
Well, I think exactly that it was a preventable tragedy. And it's just so avoidable. Excuse me, it's so avoidable. There were so many opportunities to intervene and stop this, and then we could have avoided it totally. But also it says about the ego of the owner, Stockton Rush, and that just the behaviours, the really toxic leadership behaviours, and the effect that that can have on an organisation, that they live in fear and therefore don't feel that they can do anything about it.
What about this vessel was so poorly constructed that this report would say that the cause of the implosion, or at least one of them, was faulty engineering?
Yeah, I mean, you can just start with dissimilar metals. You know, trying to put metals that, materials that are totally different and shouldn't actually be together. And then the haphazard way in which it was, the control systems were put into place, the testing of the process, the complete lack of ability to understand that every time you take that submersible deep, that it's going to impact on the relationship between those materials, was completely flawed. And ego drove everything. This. You know, we all want people that are going to push stuff forward. That's how we make advances. But you need to do that responsibly. And Stockton Rush just didn't do that.
And on that, I mean, what does it say about OceanGate?
Well, it says it was a company that was top-down led with a fear culture, with a toxic leadership culture, that people felt they couldn't intervene. I mean, there were submarine engineers in there. There were engineers in there, all saying the same thing, that this isn't a good thing. And it's not going to last. And yet nobody did anything about it. And you find that in a lot of organizations around the world. But in this case, the penalty, the result is the death of innocent people that could have been completely avoidable.
And the fallout from this tragedy continues. Are there any recommendations coming from this report?
Well, I think that the whole regulation of that particular industry, I mean, it is regulated. How Stockton Rush managed to avoid the regulation, they're going to close that loophole, which I think is really, really good. I think the piece about diving down to the Titanic and is it really worth allowing sort of tourism trips down to do that is also a real challenge. And then equally, how do we make sure that new companies that want to pursue this type of activity are actually regulated properly?
Thanks so much, Ryan Ramsey, former submarine captain with the British Royal Navy. It's 8:57.